God is great. Say, God is great. Say, God is great.
God is great.
Say, God is great.
God is great.
Hallelujah. God is great.
God is great.
God is great.
God is great.
He's great. Yes, he is. Whoa. Whoa. Say, God is great.
God is great.
Yeah, God, you are great today. And you are greatly to be praised. For you are God above all other God, and beside thee there is no other. Now, Father God, as we expound upon your word today, come into our heart, minds, and souls. Open up our ears that we may hear. Open up our hearts that we may receive. Open up our spirit so that your will, not our will be done in our lives. Father God, as John the Baptist said, I must decrease so that you may increase. So rise up, King Jesus. Show yourself strong. When I open up my mouth, Lord, you speak through me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Now, Father God, let your word go forth and not return void, but let it help us to live better even today and on tomorrow. We love you more than life itself. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Come on, give the Lord another praise in this place. Amen. We praise God for all of you today. Praise God for all of you who are watching us online. Amen. We hope that the Lord has been blessing you mightily. We praise God that God will continue to bless your household and your home and continue to keep you safe throughout this time of pandemic. It's not over yet, but it'll be over when God says so. Because the Bible declared that this too will pass. Look at somebody and tell them it's going to pass. Amen. It's going to pass. And we praise God for that today. And listen, we just want to give God glory and honor for who he is today. For he is God all by himself. Amen. I want to read into your hearing today a chosen scripture today. I'm going to read 1 Peter verses chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. Then I'm going to go down to 1 Peter chapter 2, down to verses 21 through 24. Amen? Amen. But it reads like this. It says, but you are a chosen race. Or if you're in the King James Version, it says you're a chosen generation. Amen. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. A people for his possession. Look at somebody and say, that's talking about me. Whether you know it or not, it's talking about you. It's talking about you. It's talking about you. A people for his possession. So that you're not just a chosen royal priesthood, holy nation, just for any old thing, but it's for something. So that you may proclaim the praises of the one who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you was not a people, but now you are God's people. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Verse 21 through 24. For to this we were called, because Christ also suffered for you. If you read the scriptures before that, as we did earlier, talking about us suffering for the cause of righteousness. In other words, God said you was called for this. Hello, hello, hello. You was called for this because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He did not commit sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was insulted, check this out. Check this out. He did not insult in return. Huh? When he suffered, he did not threaten but entrusted himself to the one who judged justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, on the tree, so that having died to sin, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds or by his stripes, you have been healed. Go back up, go back up, go back up, go back up, go back up. I want to go back up to verse 9 and 10. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his possession, so that you may proclaim the praises of the one who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. This morning, I want to tell the church, come out, come out, wherever you are. Look at somebody, tell them, come out, come out, wherever you are. Tell them again, come out, come out, wherever you are. Hallelujah, you may be seated. Tell them at home, tell them, come out the bed. Amen. Come out the shower. Amen. 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 It's time for the word. Tell them to come out wherever you are. Amen. There was a game we used to play when I was a kid called hide and seek. Do I have any hide and seek folk in the house? Amen. Amen. If you ever played hide and seek before, just wave your hand. I know some of y'all are too grown for hide and seek now. Amen, amen, amen. I still play hide and seek with my grandson. Amen. We play hide and seek at the house. Amen, amen. He always want to find the best hiding spot. Amen, amen, amen. It's hide and seek. Now we all know the basics for the game. One person is it. Amen. And the others tried to hide. And the best time to play this game is at night. Can I get a witness? And the person who was it normally would have a flashlight. But some of us from the hood, we ain't had no flashlight. Amen. So when we go to look for folk, we really had to find some people. All we had was the street light. Amen. 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 That's all we had. Amen. But the person with the, you play it right, you have a flashlight. And you will search high and low for those who are hidden in the darkness, shining the light on the person when you find them. And once you was fine, you would run to a designated safe spot. Amen? To the home base. Amen? And back in the day, it used to be a tree. How many of y'all had a tree for the home base? Had to get back to... Amen. Y'all better remember this. Better remember this. But if the person who was it could not find the particular hidees, he or she would yell, come out. Come out. Wherever you are. In other words, you need to come on out. Amen. Now think about the person who was hiding. Think about you when you hide in the darkness, crouching over behind the trash cans, the bushes, around the corner, hiding in between something you thought you were thin enough, but yet you're still sticking out. And while you was hiding in the dark, every breath you took made you nervous. Every sound you heard caused your heart to jump. Everything around you caused you to be apprehensive. And even though the purpose was to not be found, when the person who was it finally found you, it was a sense of relief. And you ran to your ark of safety. And when the person who was it called out and said, come out, wherever you are, those who remained in the nooks and the crannies were able to come out and run to safety. Church, the Lord gave me a revelation. That's us. Before and after salvation. Before salvation, we were crouching in our sins, hiding in our shame, lurking in the darkness of our stank attitudes, Every time someone mentioned one of the sins we were embedded in, our hearts would pound, praying that it would not be revealed, that what we did in the dark would not come out in the light. Each time we heard the preacher or speaker speaking on forgiveness, judging, lying, cheating, fornicating, adultery, idolatry, pride, greed, drug abuse, bed hopping, wine guzzling, hating, or whatever it was that we were attempting to hide, we felt panic and fear in our darkness coming to light. And at the end of the message, we'll say, Pastor, you was preaching to me. Hello. But when God sent down Jesus to be it and to search and to find those of us who was not really hiding, but were in essence just lost. Can I get a witness? He died so that we could be found. He allowed us a chance to run to the designated safe place called salvation. He came and taught, healed, amen, and found those of us who were in darkness. Can I get a witness? And calling out when he hung on Calvary's cross, because the words he said, if I be lifted up, how many of you know he was lifted up on a tree? Tell somebody Jesus was it. Y'all better watch it, better watch it. Tell them Jesus was it. Yeah, Jesus was it. The one who he said he'll draw all others unto him. He'll draw everyone under to him. In other words, the one who was it was calling out to those yet still in hiding to come out. Come out wherever you are. Let's look at the history of the word of God. Why did God have to send someone to be it and find us? Well, let's see. God created mankind, placed them in a garden of Eden, gave them everything they needed. Sin came on the scene, tempted them, and they succumbed and they played hide and seek with God. God said, Adam, where are you? The first hide and seek game right there in the book of Genesis. Adam, where are you? Now, it's not like God didn't know where he was. He wanted Adam to understand where he was. Can I get a witness? Adam said, here I am. We were hiding. Why were you hiding? Because we were naked. Who told you? Who told you you was naked? What have you done? Well, Lord, that woman you gave. In other words, Lord, if you wouldn't have made her, I wouldn't be hiding. Why do we try to blame somebody else for hiding in our sins? Why do we try to blame somebody else while we're not right with God? And he went on to Eve. Eve, what is you have done? Well, the serpent beguiled me. And how many of us want to be like Flip Wilson? The devil made me do it. See, some of y'all don't even know who I just spoke about. Some of y'all don't know who Flip Wilson is. Especially this younger generation. Look at them, all y'all millennials just looking at me like, who in the world is Flip Wilson? Now, when y'all get out of church, I know y'all going to Google Flip Wilson when y'all get out of here. Amen. Amen. You're going to Google him. I know you will. Amen. Amen. But that was his slogan. The devil made me do it. We got to stop that. Amen. Amen. And so God banished them from the garden. And from the garden, we go to the flood. And from the flood to the wilderness experience, to the destruction of the Tower of Babylon, to the prophecies of John the Baptist, to the one coming to save us while we were hiding in our sins. And God being merciful, as he didn't want his children to remain anxious, fearful, doubting, so he sent someone to find us and bring us into the marvelous light and calling out, come out! Come out wherever you are, allowing us to run to the safety of salvation. Yes, yes, yes. You see, the Lord understood that we didn't have sense enough to come out of hiding on our own. You know how we play hide and seek, and someone would always be left hiding after the game was over. Where Billy at? That nigga, he still. We done stopped playing it. Billy, come out of there, man. The game is over. God knew that's how some of us would be. We would still be hiding in our sins unless he sent a Savior to come and find us and to help us and bring us out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Amen. Amen. God understood that after the game of life was over, some of his children would still be hiding in sin if he didn't let them know that there was a safe place and that they can come out. Because God sent Jesus to be it, there's no sin that is so powerful that we have to remain in hiding forever. For Romans 6:14 tells us that sin will no longer exert dominion over us, because we are no longer slaves to the law, but now abide under God's. Anybody glad for grace? He didn't have to do it, but he did. Yeah, it was grace that woke you up this morning. It was grace that started you on your way. Some of us know we should have been dead and gone a long time ago. But because of his grace, I felt that. Somebody said, Pastor, throw that mercy in there too. That grace and Lord Jesus, that grace and his mercy. In other words, God gave Jesus to be it. Amen. And he is saying, come out, come out. Wherever you are, telling us he has given us freedom from our sinful nature, letting us know sin no longer has rule over our lives. Satan would love for us to believe that we are bound in our sins, that they are just bad habits, too hard to break. But Jesus has called us out of our hiding. He has shown us the light. He is begging us to come to our designated place of safety. He's still saying, come out, come out, wherever you are. That means anyone and everyone can be saved. It's not based upon your church attendance. It's not based on how much you scream and shout. It's not based on your acknowledgement or your knowledge of the Bible, how many scriptures you know. It's not based on your tithing, how much money you give. It's not based on your attendance. It's not based on your talents. There is no sin that can preempt you from having the opportunity of salvation. 1 Peter 2:24 tells us simply that Jesus bore our sins on the cross to free us from our sins so that we might have a righteous life, and that he was wounded that we might be healed. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Pain, heartaches, addictions, mistakes, depression, lifestyle choices are causing some of us to hide right now, longing for relief and release from the suffering that we're enduring every day. But the word tells us that Jesus was born to die for all of our pain, for all of our sins. He died for the distress of illness. He died for the tears of heartache. He died for the anguish of depression. He died for the grip of grief. He died for the bondage of sin. He died so that we can face tomorrow with joy. He died so that you and I can have victory over afflictions and have abundant life and life eternity. So whatever state you in, look at somebody and say, come out. Whatever sin you feel is too dreadful to be forgiven, Jesus was stretched out on the cross with outstretched arm, beckoning to each of us, hiding in our sins, afraid of being exposed, terrified, tortured, to simply come out, wherever you are. Jesus is also calling. I'm about to go home now. Jesus is also calling out the undercover Christian. You know. The Lord is calling you for his kingdom to do great work for him. But we're holding back, acting like he ain't calling our name. But God is saying today, come out of our fear. Come out of our doubt. Come out of our laziness. There's a greatness inside of us. And we must work out what God has placed in us. You see, when we don't have to remain bound by our mistakes or tied up by our mishaps. The Holy Spirit will help us to come out and remain faithful to the Lord. Let's look at Galatians chapter 5. This is Paul writing to the church in Galatia. He says, I say then, walk by the Spirit. Walk by the Spirit, and you will certainly not carry out the desires of the flesh. Amen. For the flesh desires what is against the Spirit. Tell somebody there's a war going on inside of me. Tell them even right now. Tell the truth, Shane, the devil. Some of us trying to fight off that sleepy devil. Some of us trying to fight off that hangover devil. There's a war going on. Amen. Some of y'all don't know your facial expressions because you got the mask on. Yeah, you really covering up now. And the Spirit desires what is against the flesh. Tell them there's a war going on. These are opposites to each other so that you don't do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious. You ain't got to tell me if you're a Christian. You ain't got to tell me if you love God. And you ain't got to tell me if the Lord is in your heart. Because it's going to be obvious. The works of the flesh, sexual immorality, moral impurity, promiscuity, idolatry, sorcery, hatred. Having haters ain't nothing new. Amen. Strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambitions, dissensions, fractions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and anything similar. I am warning you about these things, as I warned you before, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Can I go back? Those who practice. Now, ain't nobody perfect. We all going to fall. Amen. The only person perfect was Jesus. But he said if we continue to practice these things, if you are saved by the grace of God and you make a mistake, you're going to be like David. Lord, forgive me. Wash me. Clean. If there's anything that should not be, Lord, take it out. I need an operation. The Holy Spirit will start to convict you. And then the word of God will come up on you. And the word that says 1 John 1:9. If I, not somebody else. I don't need the preacher praying for me. I don't need mama. I got to do something on my own. If I confess my sin. Confessing my sins and saying, God, you right, I'm wrong. Confessing my sins is submitting over to the will of God. Confessing my sin, it ain't just, Lord, forgive me of my sin. No. Lord, I messed up. You got to be like David. Against you, Lord, have I sinned. This is what I have done. But the fruit of the Spirit. Yeah, this how I can tell if somebody really loved the Lord. Because the fruit gonna show up. Hello? Hello? Even if I smack you. The Jesus in you need to show up. And he said, turn. Now, if I smack you and you smack me back, and I'm going to have a head, I'm like, wait a minute, I thought you loved Jesus. Wait a minute. The fruit, tell somebody the fruit got to show up. The fruit got to show up. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and here's the big kicker at the end, and self-control. The law is not against such things. But then Paul put it this way in Romans 7. I don't understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. Lord Jesus. Tell somebody there's a war going on. Tell another war going on. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it's the sin. It's the sin living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell. I ain't no good. Hello, hello. I ain't no good. I know I ain't no good. I know. Oh, I felt somebody say, but that's you, Pastor. No, no, no. You better take this thing personal. You better take it personal. You better take it. Ain't... For I know that good itself does not dwell in me. That is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire. I got the desire. I got the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now, wait a minute. Who talking here? Look at somebody. This Paul. This Paul who wrote over half of the New Testament. This is Paul. The same Paul that said, I've learned to be content. The same Paul. It's the same Paul. It's the same Paul. Talked about the salvation of Jesus. Talking about I press toward them. That's Paul. One of the greatest apostles of all time. But look what he's saying. I don't care how much you love God, you still got to deal with your sinful nature. Look at somebody and say, you better keep it real. Y'all made me mess up where I'm at. 20, thank you very much. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do, but it's sin living in me that does it. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is where? Where? Right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in me, raging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work in me. What a wretched man, Lord Jesus. Ratchet. Y'all thought that ain't no new word. That's a word. Paul used it first. Ratchet. Just ratchet. Y'all thought that was a new word, didn't you? Y'all, millions, y'all thought y'all made that word up. No, no, no. Paul had it first. Paul had it. And guess what? Paul wasn't talking about nobody. Paul talking about himself. He said, what a wretched man I am. Who will? Who will? Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? But he summed it all up in one verse. Thanks be to God who delivered me through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thanks be to God who delivered me through Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God for sending it to call me out of darkness, to call me out of my sin, to call me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Thanks be to God. He saw that I was hiding in my sin. He saw that I couldn't figure this thing out. He knew that there's a war going on. So he sent Jesus to deliver me. Galatians 5:1 says, for freedom, Christ sets us free. So stand firm then, and don't submit again to the yoke of slavery. Galatians 5:13, for you are called to be free, brothers and sisters. Yeah. Only don't use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but serve one another through love. Just because you free don't mean you can get your freak on. Oh. 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 Because the freaks come out at night. That's why he brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Because he know that's what freaks are. John 8:36 tells us that when Jesus sets you free, can I get a witness now? I'm going home. When Jesus sets you free, you are free indeed. So we can shout the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I am free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. I'm free at last, free from the bondage of sin. So to the alcoholic, to the drug addiction, Jesus says, come out wherever you are, to the liar, to the cheater, to the backbiter, to the hater. Jesus says, come out wherever you are. There is no sin too big for him to wash you cleanse. To the prostitute, to the drug dealer, come out wherever you are. He's calling us to be his disciples. He's calling for the one somebody told could not be saved. Come out. Come out. He's saying, come out and get to know me. Come out and love me. Come out and live your life for me. Come out. You are free from your past, your trials and troubles, for they're only temporary. Come out, for there's no weapon formed against you that will prosper. Come out. Come out. You are now free to walk in purity. Come out. You are free to be all that God wants you to be. Look at somebody. Tell them to come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Ah. Once we come out of our hiding place, once we have made it to the designated safety place, once we have given our lives to Christ, he wants us to understand that we are safe and secure. You ain't got to worry about Jesus telling your business all. That our future has been established. Listen. Our education will not nullify it. Our husband or wife may leave us, but it won't eradicate your salvation. If we flunk the test at school, it won't eliminate us. The coronavirus can't terminate you. Your employment status can't abolish your salvation. So don't wait till you feel your life is right to come out. Don't wait until you get things in order to come out. Don't wait until you have the right clothes to come out. When Paul penned these words in Romans 8, 38 and 39, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither the present or the future, nor powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Look at somebody and tell them, nothing can separate me. In other words, once he called us out and we come running, Satan can't take you back. Huh? Now, I won't say Satan. Satan won't try to make you think he can. Hello. Because that's where he's going to play. He's going to play in your mind. He's going to play in the mind. Stop that. Start playing the mind. Get out of my mess. Start playing the mind game. And some of us get caught up in our own mind so much that we can't even see the light of day. Because the devil got us twisted in our mind. Got you thinking stuff ain't nobody even thinking. Shut up. Got you thinking about stuff ain't nobody even thinking about. Got you right here. Imagining things that's not even real. Oh, I know that's what they thinking about. I know that's what's going on. I know. You don't know nothing. The only one who knows is God. But the word says that nothing will, nothing can, not our future nor our past, not what you have done or what you may do, can separate us from the love. So many people misconstrue what God wants for his children. So many think that our salvation is based upon living a life of perfection. Some think it's based upon how many years you have been a member of a particular church, or how many doors you done knocked on, or how many times a day you pray. Other think it's based on how much you contribute to the church or to nonprofits. But the reason we do these things is not to become saved. Hello, somebody. I'm not tithing to become saved. I'm not witnessing to become saved. I'm not telling the goodness of Jesus to become saved. I do these things because I am saved. We go to church to learn more about the one who called us out of darkness and to thank him for calling us out. We tithe because we are grateful for the fact that the one who called us out has reconciled us back to the one who provided for me in the first place. We live holy and righteous because we want our actions to be pleasing to the one who sent Jesus to be it for us. We live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight, because without faith, I can't please the Lord. We got to understand, I do these things because I am saved, not because I'm trying to be saved. I do it because I am saved. So wherever you are, whatever you have done, whoever you've done it with, you have a chance to come out. Look at somebody, tell them one more time, tell them, come out. Come out. Come out. Wherever you are. This is a new day. Yesterday has been erased. Come out wherever you are. Today is a new beginning. Yesterday is dead and gone. You can come out because Jesus is waiting for you to come on out. He's calling you to come on out. He died for you to come on out. Jesus got up for you to come on out. You got to come out. Come out wherever you are. He is calling the ones rejected to come out and be accepted. He is calling the depressed to come out and be delivered. He's calling the hopeless to come out and be found. He's calling them wherever you are. He's calling the unloved to come to be loved. He's calling the confused to find peace. He's calling the down and out to come and be picked up and turned around. He's calling the brokenhearted to receive joy. He's calling. He's calling that struggling mother to come out and let him provide. He's calling the unemployed father and mother to come out and let him give us peace that will subside. You got to come out and proclaim you ain't coming out for nothing. Tell somebody, I ain't coming out for nothing. Tell them, I ain't coming out for nothing. I'm coming out to do something. Tell them, I'm coming out to do something. What are you coming out to do? He said he brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light so that we can proclaim the praises of him who called us out in the first place. Can I get anybody? Can I get anybody to praise him for calling you out of darkness, for calling you out of depression, for calling you out of hatred, for calling you out of lying? Can I get anybody? Can I get anybody? Can I get anybody to praise him? Can I get anybody to praise him? Can I get anybody to praise him for calling you out of stealing, for calling you out of drinking, for calling you out of drugging? Can I get anybody who can praise him for calling you out? Please, please, please turn this up. 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 Turn. Please don't sit here. Please don't sit here like God ain't called you out of something. Don't sit here like God ain't picked you up and turned you around. Don't sit here like you ain't a witness for Jesus. Don't sit here like God ain't made a way out of no way. Have you turned your midnight into day? Don't sit here like you ain't got nothing to praise God for. You better give him praise because he called you out of darkness into the marvelous light to give him praise, to give him glory, to give him honor. He called you out. Look at somebody and tell him, he called me out. We got to understand. We got to understand. We got to understand. Jesus is it. He came from a mansion to a manger, from the kingdom to live in poverty. He gave up his crown for a crown of thorn. He left his majestic seat to be placed on the seat of persecution. He descended from the place of glory to be lifted up on a cross so that you and I can come out and tell our story. He took on our sins that we can come out. He suffered our pain so we can come out. The Bible declared that they hung him high. They stretched him wide and he died on the cross. They laid him in a borrowed tomb so that we can come out. But look at somebody and tell them that's not the end of the story. The Bible said after 3 days, early on the first day of the week. Can I get somebody to say early? Early on the first day of the week, Jesus came out, got up. Glory be to God. He solidified our place in glory. He got up, nullifying the death finally. He kicked Satan to the curb, eliminating his power, removing his trump card, allowing us to come out of hiding and let us run to the safety place of salvation. Tell somebody, come out. Come out. Wherever you are. Give God a praise. Yeah. Jesus is calling you to come out. Come out. Come out. Wherever you are. Come out. Come out. Wherever you are. And be saved. Be saved. He's calling you at home to come out. If you're coming out, be like Diana Ross and say, I'm coming out. I want the world to know. I'm going to let it show. I'm a child of God because he called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. He took me the way I am. He didn't tell me to clean up. He just told me to give up and give my life to him. And so now I can come out.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of where God brought me from to where I am today. Because that journey of my life got me to where I am today. And so the Lord brought me out. And so I want to encourage you today, church. Stay in God. I know there's a war going on. You can't avoid it. But you got to stand. And he said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. So this is your day today. Let today be a new day for you. A day that you've come out of hiding and let God put you into his marvelous light. If you're here today or watching us online and you need Jesus as your Lord and Savior, with every head bowed, all eyes are closed. Every head bow, all eyes are closed. Yeah. Every head bow, all eyes are closed. Yeah. If you need Jesus to be it for you and to come into your life and to give you salvation and to save your soul, this is between you and God right now. Just raise your hand right where you are. Hallelujah. I see you, my brother. I see you, my sister. Amen. I see you. I see you, my sister. Amen. I see you, my brother. Amen. Well, if it's your desire, and if you're at home watching online, just type in the chat line and say, I need Jesus. Amen. If that's you today, then all you need to do is repeat after me. Say this little prayer in your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. And I repent of my sin. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you went around doing good. I believe you died on the cross. I believe you was buried in a tomb. But I also believe that on the third day that you rose with all power of heaven and earth in your hand. So Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Help me to be the kind of person you want me to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you said that little prayer and meant it in your heart, guess what? You're saved. Don't let the devil trick you up telling you you're not, because the Lord made it that simple. He made it that easy for you to come out. And so this is your day that you come out of darkness into the marvelous light. Give God a praise today. Amen.